Yo, what it do? It's the unattractive male. And right now, I want to speak on this Aisha Curry situation. Now, I want to get right into it. So, it's two things that I really want to touch on when it comes to this whole situation. As you know, and if you don't know, Aisha Curry has been getting a lot of backlash for her admitting that even though she's married to one of the best NBA players of this time, of this generation, she still craves male attention outside of her marriage and from other guys and random guys. Now, the first thing that I want to touch on is, so far I watched several videos on YouTube with guys speaking on a topic, and the thing is, guys are kind of sort of in their feelings, you know. And my whole thing is, I looked at the video, you know, of her speaking about the situation and how she would like more attention, but I didn't feel no type of way, because one thing about me, man, I've been red pill since I was probably like 9 years old, man, around the time I lost my virginity, you feel me? So these type of things, it doesn't really surprise me, you know. Growing up with my mom and my sister, you know, I got a chance to witness true female nature at a young age, you feel what I'm saying? And I would see certain situations of how they would act around their boyfriends and how they would act with other men when their boyfriend wasn't around. And you know, me being young, you know, when you're young, you look at things more objectively, you know, because you don't really understand the nature of things that's going on. So you can't really look at it too much emotionally, but you can just sit back and think like, damn, like, this not supposed to happen. So what's going on? You feel what I'm saying? So for you guys, if you're mad at what she said, or, you know, you super excited about what she said, or you just going off right now, it's probably because at heart you still blue pill, man. Because you still surprised by these bitches' nature, man. Me, that shit don't surprise me, man. So that's the first thing. The second thing is, and this not to take up for Aisha Curry, or this is not to, you know, give her a pass, you know what I'm saying, or take it easy on her. But a lot of people on YouTube, they touch on female nature and how these women are, and the female fuckery, you know what I'm saying, but they don't touch on why. So essentially what they do is they speak about the symptoms of the problem, but they don't get to the core of the problem, right? And this is my thing. The reason why she think that way is because we live in a society that condone that type of BS. You feel what I'm saying? We live in a thought culture. You feel me? People are going to think based on the culture that they live in, the culture that they believe in, you know, the culture that they was brought up in. So I'm not mad at her, you know, for having thought tendencies or having a thought imagination, you know, expecting attention from random guys. And there's another thing with that. What she pretty much was saying in my eyes is that she want attention from guys that she's attracted to. That way she could have the option to cheat. Not necessarily that she wants to cheat, but she just wants the option to cheat. Which is fucked up also, you know? If you're a married woman, why would you want the option to cheat? Why you would be married? And my whole thing is, Alpha Male Strategies, AMS, he touched on the situation briefly. His video was the first video I watched, I do believe. And he pretty much was saying that she just an attention whore, you know what I'm saying? Just because she say she want people to give her attention don't mean she gonna fuck them. You know, she just wanna use them for the attention. And to be honest, I beg to differ. Because my whole thing is she's a celebrity. So I'm pretty sure she's getting a lot of DMs and a lot of attention from guys below her. So with her making that statement, I took it as she want more attention from guys that she could have in her head an option to cheat. You know what I'm saying? Guys that she's attracted to. Guys that, you know, because think about this, like, if she wants the option to cheat, obviously she's not going to want to cheat with someone that's below her. So she wants the option to cheat with men that she deems as high value or men that she's sexually attracted to. You feel what I'm saying? Because I'm pretty sure she's getting plenty of attention from these beta males and blue pill simps. But she's not getting the attention from the alpha males that she's really sexually attracted to, and that's what's bugging her, and that's her problem. And with her stating that she want more attention, that just pretty much she just giving dudes the okay to go, you know, the okay to approach her. And make no mistake about it, I don't think she just gonna be out here just thotting, you know what I'm saying? But make no mistake about it, if the right motherfucker come along, smooth, funny, charismatic, you know what I'm saying, handsome, and she's sexually attracted to him, and he got game, trust me, he gonna be busting them cheeks all week. You feel what I'm saying? So that's kind of like fucked up in itself. But to get back to what I was saying, we live in a society that condone this type of behavior. And a lot of these dudes, they want to jump on a female for their behavior, but they don't understand that they a victim of the same thing, you know? We conditioned by a society that condone and support and perpetuate certain ways of thinking. So say for instance, if I'm a husband who's, you know what I'm saying, striving to be faithful to my wife, you know, but I live in a society that perpetuates and that glorifies men who have multiple women, it's gonna take a strong motherfucker, you know, to stay within his moral belief, you know what I'm saying? Because when everyone around you is doing one thing and they happy, and it's so hard for you to do what you feel as though is right, eventually you're gonna start thinking, damn, you know, am I on the wrong side of the fence? And we already admitted that females are much weaker than men. Look at Adam and Eve. Look how she was, you know, seduced and you know, bamboozled by the snake in the Garden of Eden. You know, she was easily manipulated. You feel what I'm saying? So how you expect a woman to be any different from man? You know what I'm saying? We too are victims of the society. Say for instance, you know, you got a lot of guys who worship material things, you know what I'm saying? Even the ones that's living minimalist lifestyles, and the ones that is so-called red pill, you know, even myself, it's still certain things that we live by and that we perpetuate, you know, because we don't know anything else other than that. You feel what I'm saying? So when you live in a society that conditions you a certain way and that rewards certain behavior and punish other behaviors, of course, you know what I'm saying, a female is going to go what she think is more rewardable. you know, what society tells her is more beneficial, or she'd be more happy if she had this, you know, if she had this amount of money, or if she had this amount of men giving her attention, or if she had this amount of heels, this amount of person. Of course, that's what she's going to want eventually. You know, and that's one thing people ain't touching on. You know, it's so hard to do the right thing because we live in a society that perpetuate all this fuckery. And instead of us addressing the social construct in which we live in and addressing the culture, we want to bash the victims of the culture. You feel what I'm saying? And don't get me wrong, you know, we all have a mind, so we all can make the choice to do the right thing. But my whole thing is, if the right thing isn't getting you to where you want to be, isn't making you happy or giving you that feeling that, you know, you want to have, why not do the wrong thing? Everyone else is doing it. You feel what I'm saying? Me personally, I try to move away from the social construct because I know there's a lot of fuckery going on within the society. But even me, I can't move totally away from it. You feel what I'm saying? Because this is the construct that I was brought up in. This all I know. You feel what I'm saying? And I can objectively think about some of the fuckery that's going on and, you know, maneuver around it. But some things you can't escape, man. Some things is going to be right in your face. So to get back on topic, man, I'm not mad about what she said, man. You feel what I'm saying? It just reminds me of why, you know, I decided that I would never get married. Because at the end of the day, we live in a society that don't condone and don't nurture healthy relationships between man and woman. And more specifically, black man and woman. So why would I put myself in that position? You feel me? I'm not mad at her, man. She just being human. That's human nature, you know. You know, that's all I wanted to say on that, man. Like, comment, subscribe. And I'll be back. That's all I got. Gone. Yo, it's the unattractive male here. And today I want to touch on one of the hottest topics that's popping. Cut.